Yosemite drops reservation requirements for 2023. Yosemite National Park is scraping its reservation system for visitors next year and welcoming the public back with improved campgrounds and roads, park officials announced November 15. With reservations, the park was able to limit the number of visitors during construction projects and the pandemic. Pandemic restrictions have been lifted and road and campground projects have been completed, so the park has removed the system for next year, Yosemite's spokesman Scott Gedimon told the Epoch Times. We've got all these improvements and new parking lots, so we're feeling really good, Gedimon said. We have improved traffic circulation. We feel like things are built and we can get people in, so we're going to go with no reservations. Reservations could return and become part of the permanent plan, or the park may use other systems. The end goal is to create a good visitor experience, protect park resources, and provide safety for its employees and tourists, Gedimon said. The announcement drew mixed reaction on social media. On Twitter, user Nima Wicks responded, saying she was glad to hear the park was ending its reservation system. Glad to hear this. Some of us have very unpredictable schedules and getting to go on a trip cannot be planned months in advance sometimes. Reservations also disappear in minutes when they are released online. Looking forward to new and creative ways to limit congestion though, Wicks wrote. Taylor Amity on Twitter is one visitor who said he wanted the reservation system to stay permanently. The reservation system provided us the most epic trip to Yosemite. Not a single picture had a in it, no traffic, no lines, peace and quiet everywhere within the park. We enjoyed the park as it is meant to be enjoyed. I vote reservation system becomes permanent, he wrote. In 2020, the park started requiring visitors to make reservations and visitor counts dropped. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the park regularly hosted between 4 to 5 million visitors each year. The numbers dropped to nearly half after park officials instituted a reservation system in 2020 and only saw about 2.4 million visitors that year. Numbers remained lower last year as reservations continued to restrict visitor numbers. The park hosted 3.3 million visitors, according to its website. The park was still one of the top 10 most visited national parks in the nation. The park spent the past 3 years improving access and roads, including Tioga and Glacier Point roads. They improved a campsite built in the 1930s, spending $25 million in funding from the Great American Outdoors Act, passed in 2020, to build new bathrooms, flatten campsites that were originally built on a slope, and replace old pipes. Park officials are now asking for public input beginning in December to help design new visitor systems to ease traffic congestion, Gedimon said. The popular national park in Central California has struggled with traffic for years, officials said on Twitter. Yosemite has been grappling with congestion, even gridlock, for decades. We want to build from the lessons learned from the last 3 summers of managed access, the park wrote on Twitter. Yosemite became the nation's third national park in 1890 and is known worldwide for its waterfalls, towering granite monoliths, and ancient sequoias. Before that, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Yosemite Land Grant in 1864, protecting the Yosemite Valley and area around the park. In the 1970s, rock climbers made the park famous by climbing El Capitan and Half Dome, cementing the park as a rock climber's mecca.